What's up, guys? Welcome to the Buzzer. I am your co-host Joshua Wilson here with Michael Yancey, aka Reborn 2 underscore sports. You can find him on Instagram there. Say what's up, Michael.
What's going on?
We got some stuff to talk about today. Where do you want to start?
Any Kawhi news?
Kawhi. So I need to talk about how Kawhi actually almost wound up staying with the Toronto Raptors.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. I haven't heard this report that much, so I'm going to let you go into it.
All right. So, first of all, it is a known fact that Kawhi Leonard did want to play with a second star. He couldn't play with Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler signed and traded with Miami. D'Angelo Russell, he was never really in the mix. Neither was Kyrie Irving, really. Either way, they couldn't do any of the team-up stuff like that. And he wanted to team up with Paul George. That's how it came out. So, as soon as Kawhi Leonard talked to Paul George about teaming up, Paul George requested a trade from the Thunder, specifically to the Clippers or the Raptors. The Thunder offered a package of Russell Westbrook and Paul George to the Raptors for a package that's mostly based around Pascal Siakam and five future picks. Masai Ujiri ultimately turned down this package. He wasn't a fan of losing Pascal Siakam no matter what he was getting, and he couldn't match the seven picks that the Clippers were giving up. So ultimately they turned down the trade. Trade talk stopped between the Raptors and Thunder, which honestly I'm surprised that they were held secret for that long in the first place. But like, you think something like this would be a lot bigger, but I guess it's just, that's just how it goes sometimes. Personally, again, I'm a Thunder fan. I don't know how I would have felt about this. I think that I would have disliked it more than I disliked the Paul George trade at the time. And I don't think it would have just been Pascal Siakam. It would have probably been other guys like Fred VanVleet too.
I heard Russell Westbrook and
Paul George. Yeah, but not just for Pascal Siakam and five picks, especially considering that for just Paul George, they had to give up Shai and Danilo Gallinari with seven picks. So no way it would have just been Pascal Siakam for two. They're two guys.
They really didn't know their value until the Clippers got there. You know what I mean? So you never know. If the Clippers wouldn't offer that insane amount just to say, hey, we got them, we're going to do it, kind of thing.
Okay, so what do you think would have been the end game of, you know, the entire thing?
Of the trade?
If the Russ and PG trade went through.
It would make Toronto, I think, a title contender, to be honest with you. It's a little bit different because in OKC, from when you're in the West, a little bit harder, not going to lie. Then you would be in the East. You got two good stars coming off okay records, I guess. But the thing is, I was hearing that they had, like, feuding between them two. I don't know if you were hearing.
I don't think that we know that Russ and PG, they're still cool, they're still friends. This isn't a KD and Russell Westbrook type of breakup. This is, I don't know what to compare this to, because this is like a really, like, this went over really well with both of them, and not Thunder fans. Thunder fans hated this trade, but it went over well between them, and it seems like it went over well in the front office.
But if it did, I have the Raptors again trying to two-peat because I guess that's what you got. Do it again, basically. Just because, and like OKC, they have really good, like, really good role players. I mean, OKC got, what, you know the roster better than I do, but
they're not the best.
You know what I mean?
One more time.
Their role players were not the best. They're not okay. They're good, but they're not as good as Raptors role players, in my opinion.
Okay, so you got Raymond Felton, Hamidou Diallo, Jerami Grant, Nerlens Noel, Mike Muscala. He signed with the Thunder, you know, guys like that. Guys like that. So I obviously do say that the Raptors have one of the best benches in the NBA. You know, guys like Van Vliet, Norman Powell, other guys who I'm struggling with right now. I'm really tired.
Siakam, Van Fleet, you got, I'm forgetting some too. Kyle Lowry, other. So a good start, like you saw with one star, they won a title. I mean, God forbid the injuries, but I mean, it still happened. You cannot take it away from them. So.
All right. And speaking of title contention, I think that brings us on to our next topic, which is our predictions for what's going to be, I guess, you know, like next. Like not next, but like who has next? Who's going to be top in the West, top in the East? Who's going to be at the bottom of the West, bottom of the East? We're only going to go through top 1 through 8. We're not going to go all the way 1 to 15 in each conference. The playoff picture. And then we're going to predict our very early champions. I'm going to let you start, Reborn.
How are we doing this? We're just saying the team name. We're gonna go into a little.
So here's what we're gonna do.
Explain more.
We're gonna go one seed blank, and then I'm gonna say my one seed. We can talk about it for a little bit. Your two seed, my two seed. We're gonna talk about like that kind of structure.
I got you. I got you. We're trying to spread this out, ain't we? I got
We need the
Lakers,
girls.
number one.
Ooh, I disagree.
Of
And
course.
you know who I'm taking over the Lakers, right? I'm taking the Clippers as the
Tracy.
one seed. I'm not taking OKC because we're likely going to lose Westbrook. So I'm taking the Clippers at the one seed.
It all depends on if Kawhi gets his load management, in my opinion. I don't think Paul George can carry the offense.
The thing about Kawhi is he was the most valuable free agent of this entire, you know, like summer. I mean, it was KD until he got injured, but even before KD got injured, you can still argue that Kawhi's more valuable. He's younger, he showed more upside, better defensive player. He can lead the offense, or he can be like a secondary guy on offense. I'd even argue that Kawhi has always been the most valuable player in free agency, and that the finals and the playoffs just highlighted that even more. I'm also gonna say that because he's the most valuable, he's gonna get whatever he wants. He got Paul George like he wanted. He most likely they're gonna bring in some guys from his medical team, most likely. Maybe even a few assistant coaches or a coach that he wants. They're gonna give him the same amount of games off, most likely 22.
I agree with that. They'll give him the games. I just don't think they'll win as many games, the 17-5 record like the Raptors did.
I
Even
think
with Paul
that,
George.
well, on the Raptors, you had Pascal Siakam, Kyle Lowry, who can control the offense when Kawhi's not playing. Paul George as the focal point of an offense. I think that it can work. I wouldn't, you know, like take that over a guy like LeBron running an offense. So I see the Lakers at the one seed. But I think that Paul George can still be the number one option, averaging like 26, 8, and 5. Beside Kawhi Leonard.
You got him averaging that much? You got Kawhi playing more of a defensive role, like, hey, go lock him down kind of role.
I have Paul George averaging like 26, 27 points, 8 assists because he's going to be feeding Kawhi the ball, Trez the ball, guys like that. And I say like 4 or 5 rebounds a game.
Then you must have Kawhi averaging almost 30.
I have Kawhi averaging 28, 4, and I say 7 with like 2 steals and a block and a half.
A block and a half.
Not a block and a half. That's a little bit extreme. I say a block a game.
I can see that. I mean, but that it's also that averages are going to kind of be skewed because he's only going to play roughly 60, 55 to 60.
Games, right? Which is why I'm gonna make a bold take, a hot take, very hot. Kawhi will never win an MVP with the load management style he plays now.
He just did.
No, a regular season MVP. He's not taking load man. He's not doing load management during the playoffs.
Yeah, but why would he? I mean, he's missing 20 games unless he's like averaging 50 points a season. The man's not. I guess everyone can agree on that. I mean, I guarantee he would win MVPs if he played the whole season, averaging like 28, 8, and 8, I guess you could say. Like if he was like a Russell Westbrook kind of player, but he just isn't. The man has injury concerns and, but, well, and, but. But also, you got to think, maybe he was taking this load management because he was still not recovering, but he was still laboring his injury. And you could think, you could say that, hey, he might not even take his mini games off. He could be a more healthier player, getting a fresh new offseason, training harder, conditioning better. You can argue that he might miss less games, depending, I mean, because you do got a second star. And I'm sure he would love to play with him as much as he could.
Right, but then again, you can also argue that since he does have the second star, he can see it as more acceptable to take more games off. Because, you know, he figures, oh, when I'm not playing, Paul George is. And even when Paul George takes games off, I'm playing.
Do you think Paul George is going to take his take load management? Because he's not known for that.
Well, I'm not going to say that Paul George is taking 20 games off, but I can easily see him resting 5 to 10 games, especially around the end of the season before playoffs. I can definitely see that.
I can see that. Well, moving on to number two.
Number one seed.
Flipped, basically.
Yeah.
Not too much to say because we just went over it, but.
You got the Clippers number two seed, and I got the Lakers number two seed. I'm just going to say I wouldn't be surprised if the Lakers were the number one seed. I don't see it because, and here's my because, LeBron doesn't care enough about the regular season. Anthony Davis does. However, he's not a better offensive player and a better, you know, like team leader than Kawhi, than Paul George. And LeBron, I'm not saying that he's going to take like a bunch of load management. LeBron's an Iron Man. He's played 82 games, 81 games, 80 games religiously a season without injuries. So I think if anyone's taking load management on that team, it's going to be Anthony Davis. But while LeBron's not taking load management games, he's also not like – I think that if LeBron played his hardest every night, I can see him averaging 35 a game.
Like, oh, yeah, definitely.
10 and 10. Like, if LeBron played as hard as LeBron, like, this is maybe a hot take, but if LeBron played 100% every night, he would be the undebatable GOAT.
Well, he has to have the titles and mess to do that. But not saying that he wouldn't if he did that every night.
Right.
I have Kawhi missing. I have it very close between one and two. I actually have one and two like taking out of a kind of not far, but like maybe a 7 to 10 game lead on number three, which rolls around to number three, which would in my opinion be Denver.
And I'm going to agree with you on that. Denver is the youngest team in a long time that I've given the, you know, like green light to say that they can be a dark horse for the NBA Finals. I say that they're a team that everyone's sleeping on, I think. You know, obviously, everyone's acknowledging, oh, Denver can contend, Denver's going to contend. I get that. Everyone's acknowledging it. But at the end of the day, everyone's saying the title's going to be in LA next year or it's going to be in Philly next year. I think that the Nuggets can surprise people next year. Like, I wouldn't be surprised even if they got over the Lakers at number two seed. I wouldn't be surprised. I'm not going to predict that.
You let her back up.
I'm not going to be – I'm not – I wouldn't be surprised if they did. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, last season, the only thing their notch really was actually playoff experience. And what did they do last year? They actually got some good experience. I can't hardly remember, but didn't they lose? Yeah, they lost to Portland, didn't they?
They beat the Spurs in 7 games. Then they lost to Portland in 7 games.
Yeah, see, that's 14 good playoff games, series games, where either way could have been a failure or a win, like in the Spurs or like in Portland. Very two competitive atmospheres to get prepped for a whole 7-game series, just what the Milan kids really need. Coming off no playoff experience, no offense, but the 7-game series has really helped. I mean, they wouldn't learn too much if it was just a sweep, you know what I mean? And then get swept again.
I agree with that. I say we go to the number four seed.
What's yours? I'll let you go.
You start it.
Okay, well, Jazz. I got Jazz
And
fourth.
I'm gonna agree with that. I think that the Jazz, they missed out on Tobias Harris, which sucks for them, but they got Mike Conley, and I don't think they gave away enough for Mike Conley. They got a really great value for Mike Conley, giving up guys like Jay Crowder, Grayson Allen.
Oh, yeah.
I think that if the Jazz had signed Tobias Harris, I'm taking them as champions. I'm not taking them as champions because I think that they're one star away. However, they do have Paul Millsap still. Rudy Gobert is looking good. Joe Ingles, we've seen him, like being Iron Man, never takes a game off, and in the playoffs he shows up. Again, Paul, we talked about this last episode. In the 2017, no, 18, 2018 playoffs, Joe Ingles went off in that first round against Paul George, held him to 5 points in the elimination game.
That was terrible.
Joe Ingles, he plays well in the playoffs. My only concern with this team is that Donovan Mitchell hasn't shown that he can play well in the playoffs, and we haven't seen much out of Mike Conley in the playoffs.
I love Donovan Mitchell, don't get me wrong, but I mean, you make valid points. But I also could see the Jazz being in the Western Conference Finals. You couldn't see that? I mean, I think it'd be close. I feel
Here's
like.
the thing. If what we say goes down, and let's just go with Miles, for example, in the semifinals, that means that we'll get the Clippers versus the Jazz, or if it's yearless, the Lakers versus the Jazz. I can't see them beating one of those teams. If it's the Nuggets at the one seed, maybe.
I don't have them winning it.
I don't have them winning the Western Conference semifinals. I think that they go to the second round and they go down there.
Okay. Well, they fixed everything they needed to fix. They're one of the few teams this offseason that has gotten better and also shrink their and grow their cap space as well. But you don't see that very often. I mean, they need a cheaper point guard. I can't remember the man's name off the top of my head right now, but they
Mike
got one.
Conley.
Yeah, Mike Conley. I mean, cheaper, but better. You can't, like, there's just things like that, like, just good front office. It's proved to a lot of other team or players, I mean, that hey, this office is willing to make some moves. And that's how I like to see things as a business side, because you can make money anywhere in any of the 30 teams. You can make money. And it gets into the longevity of the place and the organization.
All right. Fifth seed, I'm gonna let you lead again.
I got Portland.
Portland, I'm taking Houston at my five seed, and this is assuming that Houston does not trade away Chris Paul to the Thunder. If they do, I'm gonna be mad at Houston. I'm gonna be happy for, OKC.
You really would be happy. You taking that big contract?
I don't care about the contract. At this point, I don't even care about contending anymore. Like, I think that if we get Chris Paul, we can make the playoffs.
Yeah, you can make the playoffs and then get swept in the 8 seed, but
Shut up.
what is
No, but I got the Rockets there. I don't think that their title window has closed yet. I think that
it?
it'll
Sure
be for them. They'll be most likely, if Houston goes up against the Jazz, which they would be going up against the Jazz. We know what James Harden can do. The only pro like and like you got two great scorers on that team. Mike Conley, a great defensive point guard. He can't guard both James Harden and Chris Paul. He'd have to choose one or the other. And if he chooses James Harden to guard, I don't even think he can guard James Harden in the first place, but if he does, Chris Paul, Donovan Mitchell can guard him. If you leave Donovan Mitchell on James Harden, we've already seen that matchup play out like 1,000 times, even though, like, no, like 8 times.
But you don't have the I guess you call it feuding in the locker room affecting how they play.
Well, we've heard that's all like rumors. Chris Paul has denied it. He said that it's not true. We haven't heard anything from James Harden about it, and they're still doing stuff like commercials together. If they like really were like not liking each other, they
Phone commercial. Oh, this been playing since January. Him blowing up his microwave. It's very interesting. I have it the other way around. I have Portland fifth and Houston sixth. You have the other way, Houston fifth and Portland sixth. Kind of like with one and two, so we don't have to dive too much on number six. Just because, like I said, I have it tight, but I think Dame Dollar will prevail. He's just a clutch player, and
But if all right, here's what I'm gonna say. If we get the Jazz 4 seed and the Trailblazers 5th seed, I'm saying that the Blazers go down first round.
really?
That's gonna be my bold take because I say that because if Donovan Mitchell's able to play somewhat decently in the playoffs, he'll create defensive problems. Damian Lillard cannot play good defense. Now they can see Damon McCollum. They lost out on Enes Kanter, Afrique Aminu, some of their good defenders. I say that if Donovan Mitchell plays well in the playoffs, he will create a defensive problem. Mike Conley will create a defensive problem. Joe Ingles is Joe Ingles. Rudy Gobert, even down low, can create problems for them now. I'm taking the Jazz in that series, and that's going to be, I guess, one of my bolder takes of the episode.
Yeah. Well, can't be as bold as this one. I have Golden State at seventh.
You know what? I forgot all about Golden State. I was
Oh.
really gonna put this list. I'm so serious, I did. Well then, I'm gonna need to revise this list a little bit.
Here we go.
I forgot about Golden State for a second. And I'm gonna say that I'm taking Golden State as my 6th seed then.
So you're dropping Houston. I mean, you're dropping Portland down to
No.
seven.
Actually, no. I'm putting them at the 5th seed. I'm gonna put the Warriors at the 5th seed. I probably should have made a list beforehand. I didn't know we were recording tonight, and I was playing Fortnite all day, which is my mistake. I
Lord
didn't make a
God.
list. So what I'm gonna say is I'm putting the Warriors at 5th, and if the Warriors do get the 5th seed, the Warriors are gonna go to the second round of the playoffs. Then I'm gonna put Houston at 6 and Portland at 7.
Okay. I own since Clay's missing until what,
February,
March? Well,
January.
oh, is it that early? Okay, we'll say February.
And
Latest
we know that,
Warriors.
and the thing about Klay is he has the heart of a warrior. Like, I can totally picture him coming back as early as January or December even. We know that he will push himself to play through anything. He almost pushed himself to play through the ACL anyway.
He made it, did free throws, and he even made them.
And then he came back out on the court, and according to Doris Burke, he was jumping up and down in the locker room. He could have played,
Oh,
I
yeah.
think.
I saw
I
him
mean,
going
obviously.
running to the locker room. He's like, he says to Steve Curry, I'll be back in 5 minutes.
He has the heart of a warrior, and if he comes back earlier than projected to, don't say I didn't predict it here first. What I'm gonna say is that D'Angelo Russell and Stephen Curry are such a weak defensive backcourt. They're even weaker than, well, I'm actually going to take that back. Stephen Curry is sneaky when it comes to like getting steals because of his height, but he's not guarding a guy like Damian Lillard. I'm going to say that they're one of the worst defensive backcourts in the league. I'm also going to say that because they're that bad of a defensive backcourt, and when Klay comes back, I see them like the Warriors are going to lose a lot of games because of defense next year.
And I have, since I have them at seventh, I have, depending on whose list we go off, either team, the Lakers or the Clippers, can shut. I At this point, I think your primary scorer would probably be Klay if he's 100%. I mean, Curry always shrinks in the playoffs to me. I mean, not bad, but he shrinks enough where it's like it's the impact.
Well, Curry had like a Finals MVP caliber playoffs last year. He showed up, especially in the Portland series. And then in game three of the finals.
When he actually had defense to go against. With Kawhi.
Well, then we can say the same thing about Giannis. We can say that Giannis shrinks in the playoffs because when he had to go up against Kawhi Leonard,
But
they
that was
ran.
more, this is his first really big playoff run. Curry has done this. LeBron locks him up. Kawhi locks the man up. He gets locked up, but that's what I'm saying. Unless he does do it, I have Klay being a scorer, the scorer of the group. I have Curry, running his pick and rolls, of course, and bouncing it to Klay. And Klay, you don't have that? Or are you?
I'm taking Steph as their primary scorer. I think that Steph, sneaky inside, has a really high floater that can get over anyone. And obviously best shooter of all time, undebatably. I make Klay the second option. Streaky shooter. Not streaky shooter, it's like smooth shooter. You can't leave him open from just about anywhere past half court. D'Angelo Russell will be their third option. I believe that he'll be more of a catch and shoot kind of player.
Oh, yeah, bank a three or bank a 4-2. Well, the
I see the Warriors getting fifth seed, but yeah, let's go into the eighth seed.
I have them seventh, losing to either the Clippers or the Lakers, depending on which way it turns out. Get not swept, but probably a 5-game series.
Well, I mean, you're a Lakers fan, so of course you
Well,
have the
even with the
Clippers beating.
Clippers, I mean, I have Kawhi. Just say Steph's your primary ball handler. Who else is there, really? D'Angelo and Klay?
Well,
They're gonna stop Paul George and Kawhi.
you see, the problem with the Lakers is I have the Clippers running a set where Pat Bev is the one, Paul George is two, Kawhi is three. They have their rookie at four and Trez or Ivaka Zubac at five. That leaves no defense in your one and two. Pat Bev is an underrated scorer. Paul George is Paul George.
He
And
averaged
if you have
11 points.
who?
Pat Beverly.
Well, I mean, I think that he can score better. Like if he can score, he's not going to be like averaging 15 points a game, but he can score.
Okay. I'll take
And my third.
tonight. Now we got eight. I'm gonna let you go first on this one because I was playing.
Okay. I want to say the Thunder. And
What?
if no, let me explain. I'm not done. I'm not saying the Thunder. Here's what I'm saying. If we trade for Chris Paul, then I'm still taking the Rockets at six, but I'm putting the Thunder down at eight.
You know what? I'm gonna actually have a little argument right now. I don't. I'm almost positive that's not gonna happen.
If
Just
we trade
because.
for Chris Paul,
What?
it like I'm saying, like, do you think, like, if we trade for Chris Paul, where do you see us?
If you trade for Chris Paul, then yeah, eight, barely.
Like by one game, yeah.
Well, it's just for one, OKC is looks like they're hitting a rebuild now stage, especially if they trade Westbrook. They're like, hey, we're rebuilding, start something new. Why in the world would you get an aging, I wouldn't even call him a superstar, a high-end all-star, but with a ex very expensive contract that it's just he's just gonna go down. I mean, you're paying the man almost $50 million a year, especially in them later years, the third and fourth year on the deal. That's just insane, especially for a team that's looking to try to get younger. But we'll go into that
Yeah.
after we make our list.
And I don't think that we're going to trade for him, which is why I'm saying the Thunder will not make the A seed unless we get Chris Paul. Let's say that we don't get Chris Paul. We get like Goran Dragic and the rest of them. Then I'm going to take the Spurs because I don't see Greg Popovich losing. I don't see Greg Popovich, not making the playoffs. I can see him losing in the first round. I'm not seeing him. I'm not taking him. I'm putting my money on Greg Popovich personally.
I understand. I have a toss-up between the Pelicans, Mavericks, and the Spurs.
You're a Lonzo fan. You're a Lonzo fan.
I
That's it.
know. I do
You're a
not.
Lonzo fan. You're a Brandon
No,
Ingram fan. That's why you got them there.
I don't. No, I don't. I personally, I think the team, the Lakers team right now is better than they were last year. Not just because of the AD trade, just because of the key pieces, Quinn Cook and all that. I mean, that's another story. I don't like Lonzo just because I don't like his dad. I don't like the luggage he brings. I mean, he's a great defensive player, but the man gets hurt a lot. Brandon Ingram has blood clots. It's a lot of baggage between them two players.
So, because you just said Lonzo's injury prone, Brandon Ingram's on and off, he's kind of streaky. Zion, he's a question mark in my opinion. Like he might be injury prone because of his weight. Jackson Hayes, we don't know how he's gonna play. I think that he can be a good.
You got veteran JJ Redick in there. You can't forget that. The cons, you got to talk about the pros. He'll teach the young people, hey, this is how you need to hydrate, this is how you need to work out, this is how you need to do all that. That one veteran leadership that everyone's gonna point to.
Right, and then even then you got Drew Holiday, who
Oh yeah,
is
of
great.
course.
But if you have two injury concerns on your team plus an on and off player, your only great player really is Drew Holiday. I'm taking DeMar DeRozan and LaMarcus Aldridge over that, so that's why I have the Spurs there.
Well, I ain't gonna pick an 8 seed just because it was just them between them three.
Well,
Anyway.
either way, the AC isn't going to get past the first round. I'm
Oh
just saying that
no.
now.
I'm just saying that
No
now. Yeah.
way. I'm taking the Spurs over the Clippers. Unless Kawhi gets hurt, unless Paul George gets hurt, no. And even then, maybe not, but no, not at all.
Do you want to go ahead and whoever wins the West in the matchup you think it's going to be?
Whoever wins the West wins the championship. I had the Lakers winning the West, and I don't have them winning the West. I have them coming out of the West. I have the Clippers are winning the West. The Lakers are coming out of the West, and they're going to win the championship.
Wait a minute. You don't have them win. Oh, I see what you're saying. Not win. Win.
In terms of
Oh,
seeding,
yeah. That's.
the Clippers are going to win the West. In terms of coming out of the West for the finals, that's going to be the Lakers.
So you have it against, yeah, 1 and 2. That means that we go against each other if both of them won, right?
In the Western Conference Finals, if they all
Yeah.
won their games, yes.
That would be one of the best games of the year.
That'd
Best
be the
series.
most entertaining series in the past 5 years.
So I had the Lakers coming out of the West as well. I go into another point, the Lakers' new pieces. I love the pieces they went into. I went into this a little last night, but they rebounded a lot. They got a handful of shooters, but I think they're lacking on defense. But then
Ooh.
again, King James can come in. He might have to turn on playoff mode a little early. I know he's aging, but he's also coming back with a grudge. This man has never, and he's like 17 years being an underdog. So
Right.
the man's coming back with a vengeance, and Clippers are in his house, and you know it's gonna be some bad blood. Not necessarily on it's off the court, but in the court or on the court, there's gonna be some bad blood. There's gonna be some fighting and rivalries. I think the Battle of LA is gonna be great this year.
It is. I agree with that. So let's talk about the Eastern Conference.
A little
All
bit
right.
easier to predict.
I think that I'll lead. I have the number one seed being the 76ers.
Good, good.
You agree?
Yeah, I agree.
76ers. I think that they're the only. They're the only super team in the league. They're the only team with a big three, good supporting guys. They lost out on Redick and guys like that,
No,
and
no,
TJ
that's not
McConnell. But I say that like they're the only super team. They're a bunch of dynamic duos and like big twos. I think that them and I'll say the Jazz are the only super teams in the league.
super team.
Super big threes. Big threes. All right, I'll rephrase it to big threes.
Well, even with the Jazz, you got what's his name? Point guard.
Conley.
No, other one. Not point guard. Oh, God, I can't remember his position. What is his name? What?
D-Mitch, Rudy Gobert.
Oh, God. I made a mix of them on my Instagram. Donovan Mitchell. Donovan Mitchell. I don't have
D-Mitch.
him superstar.
I think that he will be an all-star next year.
Yeah, all-star. He was last year.
Mike Conley will be all-stars.
Anyway, it's discussion for another day. Yeah, are you done with the 76ers or did I interrupt you?
No, I was pretty much done. They're the only super team in the East. Right now they're looking better than the Bucks, who lost out on Malcolm Brogdon, who is gonna turn up to be a bigger piece, a bigger loss than anyone, I guess, thinks that he will be.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have too much else to say. Anything on your side?
No, I have the Bucks as well. Taking a step back, but not too much. I think Giannis is actually going to be a better player this coming year, just with the experience and how he's coming back. So I think that won't completely make up for Brogdon leaving, but I do have him a strong number two.
Okay, I'm going to agree with the Bucks being number two. Taking a step back, lost a few key players, missed out on Al Horford. If they got Al Horford, then I'm taking them at number one. They didn't. They brought in Robin Lopez, Denise Antetokounmpo. I'm taking them at number two.
The two Greek freaks, the Greek freak and the Greek tragedy, I guess you
have two. He's at the Greek tragedy. You're a bad person. I actually like Denisis. If I was saying his name wrong, I'm sorry.
But I've never heard him even speak yet, so can't wait for these comments.
Oh, Lord. Okay. 3 seed. This is where I think our lists are going to differ. Because I, at the 3 seed, I'm going to take the Brooklyn Nets.
Oh, God. I would hate to see him with KD. You probably would have the parade in September. But. I'll let you go and talk to it. I have three, the Raptors, so you go ahead.
Raptors, okay. I can totally see the Raptors in the 3 seed. They've taken a step down, obviously. Lost Danny Green, lost Kawhi. I think that even without Kawhi, they're still a great team. I'm like, just imagine this, that like there are two potential starting fives that I see on the floor next season. One of them is Lowry, Norman Powell, OG Anunoby, Pascal Siakam, Marcus Gasol. The other one, I say it's more star power, but it takes away from their bench. I'm going to put Kyle Lowry at the one, Fred VanVleet at the two, Norman Powell at the three, Pascal Siakam at the four, and at the five, I'm taking Gasol.
Wait, who would be your center?
Gasol. Gasol's center in both lineups.
I got you. Okay. Well, yeah, I can see that working. But that does take away from your bench and your rotation. So that would be
right. So that's why I see the first seed is more of the first option is more of the likely one. And even that team, that's still dangerous. And I can obviously see them going over the Brooklyn Nets. I think that Kyrie is going to be so good, especially.
Kyrie's going to be good?
Kyrie's going to be so good next year.
Okay.
You're mad he comes to the Lakers. You're mad he's not a Laker. I think that, you know, like Kyrie, he's going to be on his own in a similar but better situation than in Boston. We know that by the end of his tenure in Boston, he didn't like Ainge. He didn't like Stevens. He's got a new start. He's got DeAndre Jordan on his side, who I believe can be a great player. I think that... You know, KD, when he comes back, he'll be the number one option if he comes back at full strength.
How do you think Kawhi is going to handle it? Oh, not Kawhi. Kyrie's just going to be, like, giving the keys to KD. I get into their friends and all, but he's been doing this for, what, 2 years at that point. Being the primary ball handler, his primary scorer. It's just – and then automatically, 1 year different, just, hey – here's the keys, kind of like what Steph did to KD. I just don't think Kyrie has it in him. I think the egos are going to clash as good as friends they are. Just like when we heard Paul George and Russell Westbrook was like, oh, God, look at this duo. How can they go wrong? Yeah,
every way possible.
Exactly. And I see that same situation happening. Don't get me wrong. I have them going far. And I think they're going to come close but not get to the destination, if that makes sense.
Okay, 4 seed. I'm taking the Raptors as my four.
Okay, we switched it up.
Who are you putting at your four?
Boston.
Boston. Oh, fuck. Oh, you put Boston.
Oh, yeah.
I think Boston's taking a step down. I mean, like, their team chemistry is going to improve, but their starting point guard went down. They lost out on Al Horford. They're going to go down. And correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't Boston get Enes Kanter?
Oh, yeah, I think they did.
They did? Okay, so I'm saying that Al Horford is a better player. So they downgraded at their center, and they lost out on the ability of running a stretch five, and like that would stretch out their offense even more. If they got Enes Kanter, like I'm pretty sure that they did, then. Like, obviously, he's a great player. I like him. I like Kemba a lot. I think Kemba is the fifth. I think Kemba is the fifth best point guard in the league. He's not going to be able to take them higher than the Nets and not higher than the Raptors.
Okay.
Explain to me why you have Boston as your four.
Okay, how do I put this? They lost Al Horford, their main pieces. Who did they lose? Al Horford and who else?
They lost Al Horford and Kyrie Irving.
Okay, well, Kyrie Irving wasn't, like, he was a key piece, but that's not my point.
I thought you were about to say that Kyrie Irving wasn't a key piece. I literally would have ended this episode.
I'm going back to 2 years ago. Yeah, the Eastern Conference Finals, Game 7 against LeBron. But you know what's different between that group? I get that you're missing Al Horford, believe me. But it was a lot more the passing options. There was always setting them up, having an open screen, passing it to them, and go. With Kyrie, everyone's trying to defer to him. And it's just because that's the way Kyrie plays. And I get, hey, this man has won championships. We need to do what he needs to do. I feel like Kemba brings that same presence, but he's more of a passer. He's a good passer. But you don't see that because he was on oh God, the Hornets. I'm from North Carolina. And for him to be just my home team, it sucked to look because he had to do everything. I mean, you look at any given night, he led almost every stat. Points, rebounds, assist. I mean, not even assist. Everyone was assisting to him. I mean, the man had to do it all. But he don't have that much playoff experience. But I mean, it's the Hornets. They don't like to spend no money. It's just I have them not going, maybe not going a step above, but I don't have them going down. I have them getting to the semis.
Okay.
Maybe against the Raptors team that they probably would win.
All right. I can see this happening. I'm not going to say that that's my take, but I can definitely see it happening. On that note, fifth seed, I'm pretty sure I already know who's going where for you. For me, I'm putting Boston as my five.
I got the Orlando. I'm just playing.
I'm literally going to end the show.
I got the Nets. I mean, with all respect, they do got good pieces, but I don't think their core is just is better than Boston's, which you think they are. Excuse me.
I really do think that they are. Like, that's a solid belief in my mind.
I just don't think they're as good.
All right.
But I do see them getting a fifth seed. I can see them on fifth. I do see them maybe get to a fourth. It'd be very close.
Okay. So, sixth seed. Who's that for you?
I got the Pacers.
The Pacers. Okay. Who else is in the East?
Oh, God. Got the Wizards, the Heat, the Magic. This is where it gets kind of tough.
Just like last season, honestly. Yeah. The 4, 1 through 5 are obvious, but the 6 through 8, that's where it's going to be like the most competitive, I'd say.
Yeah, I mean, you got the Pistons.
The Pistons had D Rose. Like, you don't realize how well D Rose played last season. He had to see them better than his New York days.
No, well, you haven't in New York.
He played well in New York.
He did. He was MVP in Chicago.
He did very good in Chicago
before the injury.
He was the youngest MVP ever. I don't want to hear any D Rose slander. D Rose had the potential to be a top 5 point guard all time before the injury.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, they should have won the whole championship that year. But
and also, I heard that even back then, LeBron and D-Wade were thinking about going to the Chicago Bulls to play beside D-Rose.
Now that would have been interesting.
That would have been very fun. I think the contract negotiation is where that it all ended. Yeah, but that would have been intriguing. And you see that they saw the potential in D Rose. D Rose would have been like a second option.
Oh,
D
yeah.
Rose probably would have deferred as a third option.
Yeah,
LeBron is
they might have
LeBron.
been taking Chris Bosh role. What do you have in your
My 60?
yeah.
Okay, you're not gonna believe this. Get ready. The Knicks.
What?
I'm kidding.
What? Wait a minute. This ain't Summer League.
Kidding. I got the Pacers.
Good. I mean, I have known maybe going through the first round. Nah, well, never mind. They'll be going against either Boston or the Raptors, in my opinion.
Well,
So, yeah.
the Pacers can make it out of the first round, I think. Is it likely? No.
No.
Is it probable? No. Is it possible? Yes. Very much so.
So seventh, who you got?
I mean, we got the Pistons, the Wizards. I'm taking the Knicks.
What? Don't forget about the Heat.
I'm taking. Okay. Who do I see falling out? The Pistons, they made this the playoffs last year, and they're already get and they've only gotten better.
The Pistons and the Magic are falling out.
No, they're not. The Pistons are not falling out.
Oh, yeah.
Who's
See
really
that.
left? I mean, I see the Wizards falling out more than anyone else. I'm gonna put at my 7 seed.
When the Wizards weren't in there last year.
They weren't, which is why I'm saying they're not gonna be in it this year. At my 7 seed, I am going to put, hot take or not, the Pistons.
I'm gonna leave that there.
I mean, think about it. D Rose, if he plays like he played in Minnesota, he can be a great scorer. Blake Griffin, he had one of the best seasons of his career last year, and he completely turned around his game. He doesn't need the athleticism, which like he's not the same jumping like the dunker that he was, which is fine. It lowers the risk of injury, and it also helps, like he's a shooter, which he can help stretch the floor, which only helps D Rose get inside or shoot. Andre Drummond, a 15-15 machine. He's gotten a lot better with assisting and free throw shooting. I would not be surprised if they got the 7 seed. I honestly wouldn't even be surprised if they got above the Pacers, but I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to go that far.
Oh, that was
I'm putting the Pistons at the 7 seed. Who do you have there?
the Heat.
The Heat, that's I can see that.
I have
Jimmy
the Heat in the
Butler,
seventh.
Dragic, potentially even Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook is Jimmy Butler. There will be chemistry issues off the court with a pairing, but on the court they'll be lethal.
I'm hearing reports that he is very interested and has the cap room to negotiate a Russell Westbrook trade, so keep that in mind. They too would be good.
Good on the court. Off the court, that might be an issue, but we'll just have to see.
But who is good with Jimmy Butler? The man's like a damn tank.
I feel like if Russell Westbrook goes beside Jimmy Butler, he's not going to average a triple double.
Yeah, but he shouldn't. I would hope not.
That's
He's
another
never gonna win like that.
debate for another day.
Eight seed.
Seed.
Yeah, there we go. Go ahead.
I'm still taking the Heat.
Okay.
The Knicks could be. No, I'm kidding. I'm taking the Heat 8 seed. Jimmy Butler. If they get Russell Westbrook, dude, I'm moving them up and moving everyone else down.
I'm
If
hearing
they get Russell Westbrook,
two
huh?
teams are very interested in Russell. Two teams have the max cap space. Who do you think the other team is?
I'm hearing the Pistons, the Knicks, and the Heat are all interested. I'm hearing the
Next.
Spurs could make a move. The Knicks.
Spurs.
I'm hearing that they could make a move for
He
guys.
just don't fit that system at all.
He doesn't, to be honest. But they wouldn't move DeRozan or LaMarcus Aldridge. So, I mean, he doesn't fit in that system at all. He'd be the ISO dominant player. DeRozan and LA aren't shooters, so that wouldn't work. So that's why I don't expect them to make the move. I've just heard the name in reports. I'm gonna put the Heat there. If they get Russell Westbrook, I'm gonna move them to maybe even the fourth, like the fifth or sixth seed.
Yeah, I understand.
But for right now, as they're built right now, I'm putting them as my eighth seed. Yes, I'm putting the Pistons above them. Sue me.
Oh my God. 8 seed I have Washington.
I'm gonna put
You
my
don't
headphones
think
down. I'm gonna walk away.
Ball and Beal is a good duo?
They are a good duo. We've seen that before. We've seen them go far.
He's coming back healthy. Last season they didn't have him.
Though the injury, it was to his leg, and John Wall is primarily based off of his athleticism. So obviously, we're gonna hope that he comes back at full strength.
Yeah, but that muscle's got his he has very strong muscle in it, and I'm sure he will. I mean,
I hope he does. I really hope he
I wouldn't bet against it.
Yeah, but then you also got to think he'll be waiting till December to play. Do you think that? I mean, I'm assuming that they're gonna have a similar season up to December like they did last year. So, do you really think that between December and April they can make that playoff push?
Yeah, because the Lakers were the 4th seed and somehow managed to get 10th by the end of that.
Yeah,
That's
that's not
very much possible.
my question. All right. So I'm gonna assume that we both agree the 76ers come out of the East.
You know, I have a sneak peek. I actually have with a Kevin Durant being traded and what Russell Westbrook to the same team and maybe even Harden to the Orlando Magic. I have them straightly coming out of the East.
The who?
The Orlando Magic.
I'm gonna end this episode. I'm gonna end this episode.
I was wrong. I'm sorry. I hear reports that Charlotte has decided to pay somebody and maybe they're getting JJ Redick. I don't know. We'll see what's going
Bye. Bye.
on. I have the Hornets coming out of these.
Is this payback for what I said about the Knicks? I'm sorry. Is this payback for me? Is this payback for me laughing at you when you didn't get Kawhi? Because if it is, I'm sorry.
I'm still crying over that.
I'm still crying over Paul George, so.
Yeah, well, I'm glad he's gone. Now Russell Westbrook can suffer. Anyway.
I've honestly, dude, I'm gonna say this, and this is gonna be the hottest take that I've made on this entire episode, in this entire podcast, period. Don't be surprised
God.
if the Knicks are pushing for the playoffs. And this is a serious take from me. This isn't a joke. This is a serious take. The Knicks obviously missed out on their big free agents, but look who they did get. They got Julius Randle, a guy that I believe can develop on his like and blossom as a super, not a superstar, but an all-star on his own team. Taj Gibson is a veteran that can, guide players like Kevin Knox, Neal Aquina. You got Reggie Bullock, who can be a starting small forward over Kevin Knox.
Oh, RJ Barrett just got hurt during Summer League. What do you think
He
about that?
did. And I'm gonna hope that he's not an injury, like an injury-prone player.
Looks like a bad ankle or something.
Yeah, I'm gonna hope that he comes back 100%. And even if he doesn't, I can see Reggie Bullock playing the shooting guard and Kevin Knox playing the small forward.
Way,
Don't be.
he didn't get hurt. I was trying to make you scared, trying to throw that pick off, but.
I was kind of questioning it. I was gonna go along with it because I don't read all the reports. I select a few that I do read and a few that I don't read. RJ, he can be really good. He can be.
You think he's the best player out of the draft?
The best player. I think I'm not calling him for my rookie of the year. He'll be a top three, top two even, maybe rookie of the year candidate.
John Morant, rookie of the year.
Ja Morant's gonna be so good. He's gonna be so good. He's the only player who I have zero concerns about in the draft. Zion, he's injury prone most likely. RJ, he could be just like an Andrew Wiggins kind of player. I have no worries on Ja Morant. But RJ, he's gonna be good. He's gonna be good. He's not Ja Morant level good, and I think Ja Morant's the most like safe player in the draft, but he's gonna be like Ja's gonna be so good.
Definitely, definitely. Well,
But like back to the Knicks, I mean, they I can see them pushing for 9th or 10th seed in the East. I can see them making playoff pushes. They most likely won't make the playoffs, but if they do, I'm not even going to take it as that big of a surprise. And don't say I didn't report it here first.
Well, anything else, buddy?
I want to congratulate the USWNT.
U.S. Women's National Team, for anyone that don't know.
Yes. They won, oh, the World Cup.
Oh God, let the sports report. The U.S. Women's National Team just won their fourth in a row U.S. Women's World Cup.
Said the World Cup. I said it.
Yeah, but you just, oh God, you butchered.
I'm not a soccer fan, to be honest.
Well, I'm not either, but still, Steam USA, we report the news here at Reborn Sports, so go follow us. A little plug there. I think that'll be about it. Thank you for tuning in.
Wait, before we end off, I want to ask you one question and then we can go through the recap.
Oh, yeah, my bad. My bad. Go ahead.
No, it's fine. Who do you have as champions? What will the finals matchup be, and how long will it take for the champions to win?
Lakers sweep.
Lakers sweep, get out.
That's my prediction.
I say Lakers in five, Lakers in six over Philadelphia. Don't be surprised if Giannis is in the Bucks. Don't be surprised if Giannis and the Bucks make the finals. I'm not predicting that. I'm predicting the Philadelphia 76ers.
Are not going to the finals. Everyone learned how to what's the word I'm looking for?
How to stop Giannis?
Stop being honest. It's not gonna happen.
Well, every team doesn't have Kawhi Leonard, however.
Get double.
All right. Let's for a recap. We talked about our predictions. I have the Lakers coming out of the West and winning the finals over the 76ers, who will come out of the West. I reported here that I think that the Knicks can make a playoff push. I don't think that they will. I'm talking about the U.S. Women's National Team winning the World Cup. We talked about the possibility of a Russell Westbrook trade. Basically, the entire episode was us talking about
Oh,
the seeding. And to make one last hot take before I get off, if the Heat don't trade for Russell Westbrook, if they're not able to get him, I also wouldn't be surprised if they fell out of the playoffs to the Washington Wizards if John Wall comes back healthy.
I could see that. But I also have the Heat definitely in there. I would have. Yeah, I would have it like that. I still have Washington in there. I don't have the Pistons in there at all.
Yeah, and if I think that the Pistons, you're sleeping on them. I don't appreciate that. You're sleeping on my boy D Rose. You're sleeping on Andre Drummond. I said Andre. You're sleeping on Andre Drummond. You're sleeping on Blake Griffin.
Yeah, apparently.
All right, let's end this episode here. Thank you for tuning in to the buzzer. This is Joshua Wilson. Thank you, Reborn Sports, aka Michael Yancey. Find him on Instagram at reborn2_sports. And for more sports takes and an analyst, and for more, I can't talk. Michael, you do the outro.
For more, I don't even know what you're saying.
I'm kidding.
You're right.
For
For
more.
any more sports content, please follow my Instagram, reborn at 2_sports. I actually said that backwards. It was at reborn 2_sports. Anyway, enough plugging my useless Instagram. Thank you again, and y'all have a good night.